good Tuesday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA on iHeartRadio. Also, we have a morning show, Eternity Ready Radio, 6 a.m. until 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday. Hope you all are doing well on a Tuesday morning. We're only 3 days away until Christmas. Getting ready to celebrate Christ's birthday. Every day is a celebration when we have Jesus Christ in our life. Amen. Amen. Hang on 1 second for a PSA announcement. There we go. Okay. So we are rocking and rolling on as we march on a Tuesday. That's right, a Tuesday morning. Hey, I want to remind you, you guys can always like me on my Facebook account. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast and check that like button for free, okay? Also, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or if you want to message me on Facebook Messenger, go to Facebook, look up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. There should be, you can look me up on Messenger on there. Send me a message, I'll zap you right back as soon as I can. Okay, how does that sound? I hope that sounds great. All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show on a Tuesday as we get ever so close, 3 days away, until we get ready to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birthday. Hang on 1 second. Let's get it rolling here. Come on, Dr. Funk. All right. I've got a great Bible devotion coming up today. Heavenly Herald. It's our Bible devotion on a Tuesday morning. Also, I've got the deacon here at Faith Studio One, along with Mr. Scrooge, Ebenezer. They're going to be staying for a little bit and talking to us. And got some great Christian music lined up. And today's lesson, I went back to my Bible archives. I've had people ask me, CA, will you talk about this? Sure. Will I still be married to my spouse in heaven? Again, will I still be married to my spouse in heaven? Going to give you the answers to that here in just a little while, okay? All right. Let's get those jumping jacks rolling. I'm sure you've already had at least one cup of coffee. If you haven't, you better run on aboard and get you another cup of coffee or maybe some hot tea, huh? Sounds mighty delicious. All right, let's get the exercises pumping. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's rock and roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is called Heavenly Herald. In the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, Scripture reminds us, I have come that you may have life and that I may have it more abundantly. You see, Christmas is not just a date on the calendar, friends. It is not even just an annual holiday. In fact, it is not a day to glorify selfishness or materialism. Christmas is the celebration of the event that set heaven to singing, an event that gave the stars of the night sky a new brilliance. Christmas tells us that in a specific way, in a specific place, and a specific person was born. That person was, in the words of an ancient Christian creed, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, the Lord Jesus Christ. From the lips of him who came fell these words, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save to which was lost. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. Like the piercing trumpets, these words herald the breaking into the divine, to the human history. They declare that heaven has come to rescue and that God has not left us to stumble alone on the earth's pathway. What a wonderful and glorious hope we have because of that first Christmas. And can you guys do me a favor? Before I get ready to intro Deacon Brown and the Scrooge, can y'all do me a favor? If you were out last night and if you took a picture of, which was 800 years, was the last time that had happened. If you have a picture of the Christmas star, will you email it to me? I want to see your pictures Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I would love to see your photos. Give me your name. Give me your state. It is the Morning Star. I'm sorry, the Christmas Star, I should say. Did I say Morning Star? Christmas Star. Last night, if you guys could send that to me, I'd really appreciate it. I'd like to see your pictures. And heck, we might even, with your permission, just say permission. You have my permission to post the pictures. And just if you want to give me your first name and the state that you're in, I'd just love to see some of your pretty photos. And with your permission, I'll put it on our Facebook page. Only with your permission, though. Okay? All right, well, stand by. I think we're about ready. If you are, I know I am. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown, with the Castleberry, that's right, Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. And we got his intro coming up right now. Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, for the second day in a row, your friend, my friend, let's give a cheer, a mighty long cheer, and a mighty long round of applause. That's right. You know what? I'm going to give him some morning curl this morning. I think he deserves it, don't y'all? Give him a little bit of a longer curl. How's that sound, Deacon? Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon.
Well, hello there, CA, and I'm so glad to be back on part two, and I heard I got a lovely chance now to talk to Scrooge.
That's right. Ebenezer is in the building. He is right here. We are masked up. We are social distance here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's a cold morning this morning. We got another warm day. It's supposed to get up in the 70s here in Fort Worth. So, yes, we're at a ground level, but it's so nice. I know Security Sam is so glad to see you on a second day.
Let me tell you something about Sam. You know what that young man did? He bought me some cookies, some chocolate chip cookies for me and Miss Mildred. I think it's going to be so lovely that CA. I can't wait to take some back to Tyler.
That's right. I don't blame you. I wish he'd get me some.
Well, Eddie's supposed to make you some chocolate chip cookies, so maybe you can get some.
Well, that'd be great. I would love to have that. Absolutely. Well, my goodness, my friend. Well, here in just a minute, in just a second, we are going to get a little bit of intro music. I'm going to do a little bit of Christmas music for him as well, just like I did for Jimmy Stewart. I was going to ask you, before we get ready to intro him, did you and Jimmy have a great cup of coffee after I talked to you guys a little bit?
See, hey, we got along just fine. We are bestest of friends. I look forward to having him around next year here at the studio. Maybe a little longer, what do you say?
I know, maybe next year. Maybe. I may have you two kind of co-host with me, during the Christmas time. So that would be kind of cool. But yes, we can probably come up with something. So yeah, I don't foresee that being any kind of issue at all. And so now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you really ready?
I am really, really ready.
All right, let's give a drum roll, a mighty long drum roll. And I'm going to go ahead and give him a little bit of fanfare. That's right. Your friend, my friend, Ebenezer Scrooge. Let's give him a little bit of music. I've got a little bit here. I'm going to give him a little Michael Bumble. I'm going to put old Ebby in a good mood.
That's right, CA. Get ready, Ebby.
Thank you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a short intro there for him. Let's give him a big cheer and a round of applause. Your friend, my friend, for the last time, at least this year, Ebenezer, some morning crow. That's right. Ebenezer Scrooge. Hello, Ebenezer.
Well, hello there, CA. How are you doing there? Hello, Deacon. Well, hello there, Ebenezer. How are you, my friend? I'm doing just fine, and I tell you what, I heard you talk about me picking up the trash and not dumping trash into the nearest recyclable bins that I should be throwing them in instead of in the neighbor's yard. Yeah.
Okay, boys, just like I did with Jimmy Stewart. Now, Deacon, you got to be nice to him. You got to promise me you'll be nice.
See, hey, I am going to be so nice to Ebenezer, even during the short duration, if you ain't got a thing to worry about.
Well, did you hear that, Ebenezer? He's got his chocolate chip cookies. He's a happy camper.
Yeah, I saw that young man have that hunky chip cookies there, CA. I think that's mighty fine that security Sam got him some.
Yeah, I know. You know, Sam's a good security man. And, you know, he just wanted to make it special for him. Because, you know, Deacon is one of our fan favorites. We've had him on more than we have our other guys on. A lot of them are out of town. So it just so happens that I was able to lasso the Deacon in for 3 days with you guys.
Now, CA, hold on a second. You talking about lasso like giddy up cowboy style?
Yeah. Just like I said when I said saddle up. We lasso you in.
Oh, my goodness. He's the best of me, friends. Can't believe that on the iHeartRadio network. Well, now, Deacon, you gotta look at it this way. When you're popular like you are and you're in high demand, especially on iHeartRadio, you better look out because CA will promote you a lot.
That's right, I sure will. You're very popular. Well, Scrooge, I only got a little bit of short time because I got a great lesson coming up today. Plus, I have a couple of Christmas songs we're going to play. Can you tell me... Now, I know you got saved. I know you got born again. I know you have Jesus in your life. What are your plans before you get ready to kick off in 2021?
Well, see, hey, what I've been doing is I've been donating a lot of my time to helping kids in need. And I think it's so important. And I'm hoping that maybe I could trickle out there to Tyler and do some donation time. And maybe donation help. Well, I don't even know if we got any time left. But at least do something to kind of help those people out there. And Tyler, if Deacon would be ever so kind, because actually I'll be saddling up and heading out that direction.
Oh, when you're talking saddling up, do you have a horse?
I do. I have a horse named Peppermint.
Oh, how cool. Wow, we used to have a guy named Mr. Peppermint up here who you know, went home to be with the Lord. He was a Christian guy and used to have Peppermint. He used to have a little... one of his characters, I think, was Peppermint or Peanut. The Peanut, I believe, it was like a bear, one of those little bears growing up. But yeah, he was Mr. Peppermint, cool guy, on one of the stations that I think it was Channel 11 if you're up here in Fort Worth. But yeah, that's great, man. Deacon, what do you think about that?
See, hey, the more the merrier now. We are getting closer to Christmas, so I don't know how much volunteer time you could do, but we got something we could do at the Castle Bailey Baptist Church if he wants to come on over there today. Well, I just might do that there, Deacon. I tell you what, let's just go ahead and head on over there. But let me take a little bit of quick time and tell all CA's listeners that I really appreciate you having me on for the short duration, and definitely next year. CA, if it's okay with you, I would love to co-host with you on some of your radio program.
That would be great, Ebenezer. I appreciate that. We would love to have you. And, you know, my listeners would love to have you too as well. I've got nothing but great feedback from you, so that sounds like that'd be great.
Well, CA, does that mean the Deacon can team up too with him?
Sure, we could even do that as well. We'll figure something out. Boys, I'll tell you what, go get a cup of coffee, head to Tyler. I know you got to run. Ebenezer, thank you, my friend. Merry Christmas. Deacon, we'll see you for a short time tomorrow. And
that's right, see you. You will. And everybody have a great Tuesday, okay?
All right, sounds good. Ebenezer, thank you for sharing a little bit of your time.
Thank you there, CA, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
There we go. All right, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. I like to do this one. It's the melody Joy to the World with Herb Albert, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Tuesday morning.
Santa's on his way, he's filled.
blue eyes. Don't we just love Frank Sinatra? I had to do a double take back to back. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. All right. Well, I'm going to revisit something that I've had people actually email me and ask me. CA, will you cover this topic? Sure. I went back to my archives, back to my notes. I don't think I've ever done a podcast show on this, but I want to talk about it. I had Bible teached on it before. It's called, Will I Still Be Married to My Spouse in Heaven? Now, although Scripture can be a bit legitimate about the nature of heaven, Jesus does not make one thing... Jesus does make one thing clear in the Gospel of Luke. It says, even if we marry on this earth to an earthly spouse, we will not stay married to them in heaven. One may wonder how this question comes about. And of all the things to wonder about in heaven, a spouse doesn't necessarily top the list of questions one may think to ask. However, keep in mind, it seems reasonable that Christians may wonder about this. In fact, many Christians that have lost a spouse along the way and want to reunite with them in heaven. Others may have experienced a divorce or a few divorces and may wonder which spouse they would be married to in heaven, or even others have remarried along the way, and that would mean that they would be married to both spouses. How would that work? However, when they quarreled about this back in the time, about the nature of heaven, they have something different in mind. They posed the question such as, if a man's brother dies, the wife of a late brother would marry the brother back in the day. For the sake of clarity, we'd label that the brother who died as brother one, and the new brother is brother two, and brother two is obligated to marry brother one's wife under Judo law. But if brother two dies and brother three remarries, the woman and so on until she marries all seven brothers and bears no children. Now, don't mix this up with seven brides or seven brothers. Scripture reminds us, though, friends, in the book of Mark, chapter 12 and verse 18, make note, they asked Jesus whose wife she'd be with in the resurrection. And this is what happened. Scripture reminds us now, we keep the Sadducees didn't believe that the resurrection of the dead, as you well remember, and talking about in the book of Mark, chapter 12 and verse 9. However, the Herodians, under the social gracious of the Romans, they gave up parts of their Jewish identity and beliefs in order to fit with the society. To fit in with the society. They included the belief in the resurrection. By asking the question, they wanted to prove the odyssey of Jesus claiming by saying, see, he believes in the resurrection, but there's no logistic problems with the resurrection if she's technically married to seven men. So when they pose the question, who should she be married to in heaven? They were really seeking to trip Jesus up. They didn't really care about the answer so long as the answer was made. They would think that Jesus would appear foolish. But what does the Bible say about marriage in heaven? Well, in the book of Luke, if you go back and read some of Luke, and I encourage you, chapter 20, verses 27 through 38, nevertheless, Jesus does answer the question, and he does answer it. Like I said, go back to the book of Luke in Scripture, chapter 20, verses, and read verses 27 through 38. In essence, he says, no, we don't stay married to those who we married on earth. Now, if you go in verses in the book of Luke, chapter 20, verses 34 and 35, he replies and he says this, the people of this age marry and were given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of taking part in the age to come and in the resurrection from the dead will neither nor marry or be given in marriage. In fact, let me just tell you this, the Matthew Henry's commentary that's out on the passage digs even deeper in the reasoning for this. This is what he says. First, we have to understand that the nature of this world has come to an entirely different than the world we live in now. They operated by different measures. Second, he says that among many purposes, marriage serves the purpose of death in the world, although the statement may seem like a contradiction. Matthew Henry explains it as this. Initially, we marry to be a reflection of Jesus Christ in the church, avoid sexual sin, to produce offspring to fill the earth. That third purpose, the purpose that we use to procreate, fills the whole of death into this world. You can read that in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. But in heaven, death doesn't exist, as we well know. Neither does temptation or sin. So this eradicates the first two purposes. Third, he says, marriage is a reflection of the relationship between Christ and the church. But in heaven, we no longer see in a mirror dimly. You can go to what Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Why settle for reflection when we have the best kind of marriage at our fingertips in heaven, the marriage of Christ and His church? And continuing on. Now, the context and meaning of Luke chapter 20, zooming out. Knocked over my mic, sorry. Zooming out, Luke chapter 20 as a whole seems to present several religious teachers who questioned Jesus' authority and sought to trick Him. In the first section, we have chief priests asking Jesus where His authority comes from, Luke chapter 20 and verse 2. Second, they ask who's going to pay the taxes to, trying to cause to arrest Him in Luke chapter 20 and verse 20. And finally, the final parts of the chapter, the Sadducees question Him about the resurrection. Now, the whole chapter appears to show downfalls of the earthly rulers, even religious rulers, who lose sight of heaven and what matters most. Now the Geneva Study Bible commentary appears to agree with this. As Christians, we often get bogged down in the details of earth and forget heaven operates far differently from this world. They can find that in the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. And that's right, it is true. Earth is going to be different than, heaven's going to be different than what earth is if you really think about it. Because really, friends, let's go back, and I'm not going to go back to the scripture, I don't want to make it too lengthy. Remember when originally earth was going to be heaven, and Adam was by himself, but he did not want Adam to be alone. So he put Adam asleep and he took a rib from Adam and created woman. And it was funny, I had heard one time on Billy Graham, I know we use him a lot, said, what was Adam's favorite word that he said? Whoopee! Get it? Whoopee! So when he first saw Eve, that's kind of a joke, by the way. I thought it was funny. But anyway, God didn't want him to be alone. And that's how the population kind of started happening until, of course, before all that had happened, till, as we well know, and we'll restudy it back in Genesis, Eve got tempted by the serpent and ate the, when God told her not to eat from the tree of life, and she did that fruit when she got tempted by the serpent, and then that just domino effect and ruined everything. But going on, and I didn't mean to backtrack, I was just kind of making some points. We have to live with eternity in mind. Although God has given us a purpose on earth, our time on earth is very short, and it is. You can go to Psalms, you get a chance, read Psalms chapter 103, verses 15 and 16, in comparison with eternity in heaven. Now, will you still be married in heaven? If your spouse is saved or was saved while they walk on earth, you will be reunited with them, he or she, in heaven. However, according to the passage analyzed in this article, as for the second question, no. You will not be married in heaven. In heaven, we participate in a much greater wedding, the wedding of the marriage of the Supper of the Lamb. And I studied that in the book when we went through Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 and 9. You see, Jesus Christ was married to the church. We are his bride. We participate in a wedding, and a wedding far more wonderful than any earthly relationship can create. You can read also in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25 is a very good example of that. Will you still love your spouse in heaven? We've had people ask that. Well, you will still love your spouse because the very nature of God is love. He fills heaven with glory. You can read the whole chapter of Ezekiel, chapter 1, and that explains it. In new unsinned bodies, we become more like Christ. Book of Paul, 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17 explains that. We will love in heaven more than we've ever loved on earth. Granted, we may not experience the sexual love of the eros, but we will experience a brotherly, phenomenal love for one another. Because the English language has only one word for love, we forget there's other languages such as the ancient Greek that have many types of love. You see, God has given us sex and eros as a gift on earth, but more greater than the gift and the riches in heaven, he is waiting for us. I want you to make note of these scriptures, okay? I'm fixing to give them to you right now with pen and paper or your notepads on your iPads or whatever you may have under notes. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Read that when you get a chance. Luke chapter 12, verses 33 and 34. Read that. And the book of Paul in 1 Corinthians that he wrote, chapter 2 and verse 9. We love our spouse, and we have a hard time imagining anything greater than we have in store in heaven. But as I stated, friends, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 above, he has prepared something for us in heaven beyond our imaginations can even stretch. So you want to be living in eternity in mind. The first time I encountered on Luke chapter 20, the passage kind of saddened me because, you think of, being married to someone that you really love and growing with, but yet you wonder how God could ever, top that. Well, we know he can. And he's just making it different. So, you try to reanalyze, and I've had people ask me, I've reanalyzed this and I've thought this in my mind, I'm not going to be married. No, you're not going to be married. Not to your spouse. It'd be a different kind of love. It'd be love in heaven, but it'd be a different kind of love. As mentioned above, he did these acts to show us the relationship between himself and the church, each party given of themselves to one another faithfully and unconditionally. Find that in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, the whole chapter. He also made marriage for pre-creation purposes. We all knew that. And to combat the desires of the flesh. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22 reminds us of that. We should also make sure to live in eternity in mind, but not to take for granted the gifts of God that he has given us now. And he's gave us a lot of gifts, friends. Although we may have many exciting adventures to look forward to in heaven, we have to remember yet in the midst of the race for now that we have yet to finish. Read that in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 3. And even if you don't stay married to your spouses in heaven, we've experienced the best wedding of all. That would be Christ himself. So hopefully that will give you some answers. I've had people ask me about it. CA, we could cover that. So let me recap again. Question is, everybody wants to know, will I still be married to my spouse in heaven? The answer is no. So let's just give you a quick example. Okay. Your spouse dies, he or she. They've accepted Christ. They're up there in heaven. Scripture reminds us when we go, our time's up. Okay? You're going to see your loved ones. Yes, you're going to see your spouse, your husband, your wife. Whoever accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. That's a commitment so important and it's free. How do I come to Christ? You come to Christ by faith. Simple act of faith. Even if you have the smallest, as a mustard seed, as a mustard seed. Faith to believe that God sent his son, came as God-man, Jesus, to this world as we celebrate Christmas in 3 days. Became Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. And he did his ministry. And he got ridiculed. And he went through a terrible crucifixion because he loved us. And as he hung on that cross, dying for you, for CA's sins, Annie's sins, Jessica's sins, Marty's sins, Jim's sins, Rebecca's sins, etc., nailed him to the cross. And he said, Lord, forgive them, for they need not know what they did. Forgive them. And he died on that cross. But on the third day, he was resurrected. He is alive and well. Our God, you're going to see him, the believers, up there in heaven. You're going to see those nails that he took in the palm of his hands, his feet, the crown of thorns that was pushed on his head as the blood was trickling down. Wow. When I see him, I'm going to fall on my knees, kiss his feet, and I'm going to thank him for all he's done for me. And all I had to do was accept him at a young age of 6 years old, which I'm proud to say. I accepted Jesus Christ into my life at age 6 years old, my parents' house, the house they still live in today. He's my everything. Sure, I got people I love. Sure, I love my kids. Sure, I love my mom and dad. They're my earthly parents. I've got a God that created me and loves me. And he'd do anything for me. That's why I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep pressing for the goal. I'm going to keep telling others about Jesus. Because I don't want to see people die and not know him. I think of people, and I know y'all hate me to bring this up with COVID. That's going to be the problem here. We've got people dying of all kinds of various diseases. Praise God, the vaccine's coming. But still, think about it. Isn't that sad? People are missing out on the greatest gift we could ever receive. That's having God in our life. Will you take him in your heart today? If I can help you, email me. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Me being your brother in Christ, I don't want to see you go to hell. There's going to be a lot of people going to hell. I'm not judging it, just scripture tells me. My job is to have fun, make things entertaining, but also teach, Bible teach, and reach somebody out there. And if I can even reach one, I'm doing my job. And to be encouraging during these crazy times we're living in, friends. You can always, always share my podcast. I love each and every one of you. I want you to know that. So let's lead off in prayer on a Tuesday. What do you say? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray that you be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us. Let us have a good Tuesday, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for a Tuesday. Hope I gave you some answers on some of you guys that were asking about that. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hey, remember, the sun does shine on the other side. Like me on Facebook. Message me anytime. Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me for free. Love to have you, more merrier. All right, y'all go out and have a great day. Be safe. Get that Christmas shopping done. And don't stress out, because you know what? God loves you. Don't give up on God, because God never gave up on you. Be blessed. Catch you on a Wednesday. This is CA shutting the lights off here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Bye for now.